Thanks for listening to the Go Live Kenyo podcast, where we talk about social media, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, anything else. And I love to interview different guests, and you get to spend some time with me. Kenyo. Kenyo. Your favorite. Kenyo. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Composition is actually right here with me. Say what's up, Mr. Composition.
Dabtro Creations, Project Forward, Idea Parties, Rest, Work Up, Work Out, Mother Flippin', what?
Yeah, so you guys see, this is why you listen to the Go Live Kenyo podcast. And yeah, you'll notice by the second time listening to this that this is my official intro. So thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to everything he just said. Hey guys, I know you're aware of this, but this is a Project Forward podcast. I'm so proud of my company, Project Forward, in San Antonio. So if you're in San Antonio and you're interested in events, the kinds of things you see me doing and talking about, don't hesitate, San Antonio fam. Hit me up or go to projectforward.tv, no matter where you are. Number one OTT for you. Hello, what's up? This episode of the podcast is one that was recorded in Japan. I wanted to record more podcasts in Japan, but I just somehow didn't get around to it. Either way, though, I recorded this one in a hostel the day before we left. And I think I shared some really cool stuff, kind of focusing on the whole idea of exposing yourself, exposing your identity, and, you know, what that kind of means for me when I'm doing it. How's it going? I'm bringing you this podcast from Japan. I've been here for about 4 days. We played a show. I performed for the first time in Japan, and it's brought a lot of stuff to my mind. And because this trip isn't just anything, it's something pretty special to me. I've always wanted to go to Japan, and it's always been a part of my plan. And to be able to do it in conjunction with work makes me think about something super important, which is, you know what, I feel like this was so important to me because it was so much a part of who I am. And it doesn't have to be Japan. In a lot of ways, I think that's the real way to chase after what you're going for. And chasing after yourself is the best way to stay in the moment and content. I want to be super specific about what this podcast is about, so I'm going to outline it first. Let me go for it. I think that there's a problem sometimes understanding how you should figure out what you're going to do and being satisfied with what you end up doing. And, you know, I hear different stories of people burning out or not knowing what they should do, or it's like, how do I find my passion, you know, because everyone's saying, hey, you know, do what you love. And I've met a lot of people who don't know what they love, and so they're still searching, but they're not entirely sure what that thing is for them, so it's a little bit confusing. And it can cause a lot of unsettling things. And I'm trying to learn two different ways of explaining to people how they should go about balancing, you know, what it is, the time that they have. And one thing that working in general reminds me is that nobody's perfect, and mistakes are going to get made, and you're going to spend time doing things you don't like. You're going to work on projects that don't work out, lots of them. Failure is 100% of the thing. We're all practicing for, you know, 0.02% of the time when that thing is going to be important. You know, like, what if I'm thinking about, you know, like, I read a poem here in Japan, and I was able to have an intro to my set be a poem that was recorded in Japanese, and that was recorded and for me about a year ago. Actually, it was probably like 3 years ago, but I couldn't have planned that, you know. But what I realize is that when you consistently stay focused on things that bring you joy and fulfill you, what you're doing is you're putting money in the same bucket. And the reason why it's important to not try to arbitrarily pick your passion is because you can't lie to yourself, and the things that make you feel good are going to be things that you come back to. You might know that with Project Forward, I'm currently working on this concept called time, attention, and energy. And it really goes down to, and half of that is focusing on going down to the pillars of our time, attention, and energy, the foundations of our time, attention, and energy, which is our identity, our lifestyle, and our comfort. What you have to realize is that you don't choose what makes you comfortable. You really don't. And you can tweak it over time, and you can allow yourself not to get caught up on things that you think might not be healthy for whatever reason. But you have to realize that things, it's not anything to even try to control. You know, the things that make you comfortable, it's important to pay attention to those because they can steer you. And balancing your comfort and discomfort are really important. And I really talk about how leisure and mindset help you to balance your comfort. But what I want to talk about right now is the energy that you put into projects and the rewards that you get out of that, and how the foundation of that is always going to be you, your identity. And I think that's so important. And I came up with this thing, which is basically that if I focus 80% of my energy every day on something that I think is important, you will eliminate the possibility. I would say 80 to 100%. 100% is really hard. It's a really selfish way to live. But, you don't have to be selfish to do 100%. So 80 to 100%. If you do that, you will eliminate a lot of possibility for regret from your life. Because if every day when you go out, you're focusing on things that are you, and you're investing and you're depositing things back into your identity, you're not going to be able to look back on a year, on a day, on a month of work or process and say, this wasn't for me. You know, like I should have done something different. If you can always say that you're doing 80%, you know, and I think that's super important. And that doesn't mean, I don't think, being an entrepreneur, some people say, oh, you know, does that mean working for someone else? It means that I'm always going to regret my life. No, there's nobody on earth who doesn't work for themselves. I mean, work for somebody. It's just not a thing. Entrepreneurs work for more people under higher pressure and demand of what those people want than anybody ever. A boss is always is going to be 100 servants at the same time. That's what levels you up to boss, you know. If you're going to be, you know, an employee, that's the least amount of servitude, honestly. And it's not even the point of what I'm trying to say here, even though I am really super about the whole not pushing people to be entrepreneurs, because it's not, it doesn't make any sense for everybody to want to be an entrepreneur unless that's just who you are, right? But why do I think that work can still be that 80%? It's because if what is most important to you is being able to, one, there's where you work, and then two, it's what you're able to do with what you gain from working. And if you're taking your work, you're converting your time into energy by following the prescription of work. And when you do that, the energy that you're using, if 80% of that is going into things that you like, and you're not just using to balance your comfort, or that really isn't about who you are, you know, and then you're still gonna have the right balance. And I think what I'm thinking about that's kind of interesting about that is, why is it sometimes, I'm thinking about comfort too, and I'm not going to go off on this right now, because what I really wanted to say, I already said, which is 80% of your time needs to be spent doing things that fit into your identity, so that you can look back on every day, every month, and know that it was worth it. But this is really cool. And next time, I feel like, I'm going to keep thinking about this. This is our last day in Japan, and we're going to be heading out. But I'm going to keep thinking about the fact that some of your comforts aren't who you are. Okay. And that's also a tricky bit, right? How much of what you're using to remain comfort is actually just to offset a certain kind of discomfort that you have? And I think that's super possible too. It's possible for you to not be mining your identity for your comforts, right? For instance, I think certain, you know, vices, you know, things that take away from you, smoking for instance, now that is, it's a comfort, right? It fits into that thing. It's something that you do over and over again. It exists beyond the realm of time for you. It's a habit. And what's interesting about it is, even though it's a comfort, I don't think it fits into identity. You know, it's not like someone can come say, and people do say, I'm a smoker. But I think that you're not going to look back on your life and say, oh, you know, I'm so glad that I stayed focused in this area of smoking. So it's not, I think, all of your comforts that you're going to chase and find your identity through. But if you're really focusing on balancing leisure and mindset, focus and entertainment, and projects and rewards, I think you'll be able to really figure out what it means for you to, you know, be able to rest in your identity. I hope I made some sense, guys. It's super early. It's 9:13. It's not super early, but for us it is. We stayed up all night, went around Shinjuku. We're staying in a capsule hostel in Shinjuku. And the reason I started the whole thing with mistakes is because I was wiling out here a little bit. And my old friend Kumi and Mr. Composition were with me. And we met a whole bunch of people. And we went around all these little micro bars in Shinjuku. We had a lot of fun. We stayed out late. And I'm like, I wonder sometimes how much of, you know, the hanging out and the fun stuff did I overdo? You know, I think about it sometimes too, because for me in my own pursuit, I have really big goals, you know, and I do not like to think that I would ever make a decision that would take me away from my goals. And that's why when I come down to it, I double down all the harder. And you know, I'm trying to make up for any lost time that I did. And I hope that at the same time, I'm also making something that you enjoy. So I'm going to stop rambling, because I could go on forever. And in this state, I don't know how much more value I can really bring to you, except to reiterate that thing again. Find a way to increase your percentage. 80% was a made up random number, but if you're only at 10% every day, you're on a path heading towards regret. Try to push that percentage up where you're doing things that are really corely related to you. And, you know, a little bit of a reason why that's tricky is because if the things that you consider to be your core identity aren't things that are valuable, and the things that destroy you or don't help you to win, then it's going to be a loss for you at the end of the day. And I have to take that into account for myself too. So I'm not just putting it on you. It's me too. I have to say, yeah, I love Japan. But does that mean hanging out all night and not doing as much work as I wanted is going to be blanketly okay? Facts, you might lose. And every day there might be a huge opportunity that you lose. And it's hard to figure out how to get the fun out of life and balance that with what we want to work on. But we got to try to figure it out. And hey, I'm glad I recorded this podcast, because it means I got to talk to you and I got to tell you something that at least I know is important. And I know that if there's someone out there who can hear this and it kind of cuts through the fake crap about the whole entrepreneurship narrative, because I'm a real person and I'm connecting with you, then I've done a service. Find a little way to tweak your lifestyle, find a way to pursue that identity, and I think you'll find that you're able to increase your acceptance of where you are in life. Thank you so much for listening. Shout outs from Shinjuku. Hope you're having fun wherever you are. Please take the time to subscribe to this podcast and leave a comment on iTunes. What that does is literally it changes the world so that other people can hear this and potentially, you know, maybe even have a larger community. And it's a little bit of something for me. If you enjoyed this at all, then definitely subscribe and give me a comment on iTunes or whatever your favorite podcasting or whatever, however you're listening to this. And also, the one thing that you can do for me more than anything, find some time for yourself. Do it. That'll make me so happy if I'm able to maybe give something back. In this, it'll just be giving people more of themselves. You'll hear a lot about identity from me. So, anyway, thanks for listening. Bye. Oh my love, please give me a redo. I won't tell another lie that you can see through. Waking up in the morning, it's the same thing. Coming at your neck with a cold bang. Hello there. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you come back to hear many more in the future. I did want to take a second to tell you about some new things I have cooking up. I'm doing workshops, and I'm talking about something very specific right now because I'm hoping that it will change somebody's life out there. And actually, I already have proof that it has, my life. And I'm getting good feedback from other people, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. The thing that I'm talking a lot about is time, attention, and energy. And all that how all that comes together so that you can just be you and live that balanced life that allows you to get what you like out of it. It's something that I'm learning a lot about, so it's more that I'm sharing my learning process. Anyway, in the meantime, here's a poem, one of many, from my poetry album, Acapella. I hope you enjoy it. It's on Bandcamp, a website for buying music. Check it out. Go to kinyo.bandcamp.com if you want to get the album. But here's this poem, one of many.
Which is good for me and you, because on quiet nights like this, I'm not afraid of the lights, of this long life to live, and the little bit of sun I'll see. In my almost 300,000 days, I'll sleep them all away. A dream never hurt anyone. I hope it stays easy and quiet, so we can continue dodging the fire. My, oh my, how the gun is getting hot. The bullets are lining up. My favorite places are known by everyone. I'm a sun, 1 in 7 billion, given my small slice. Are there other planets like this one? Other islands in space I can have all to myself? It's easy to be quiet here, dodging the bullets. The barrel is heating to red. The waves are set in motion. The people are getting louder. Why do they all think together? It's easy to be quiet, but these fools I share my quiet with are so loud and dumb.